T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us from Michigan, where he's spending this last portion of his offseason, is the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Kirk, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Let's just get right into it. No deal done. How close were you to a deal?
Well, it was closer than people would think. Even up to a week ago, I was still praying over whether we should send an offer, and it was really a tough decision for me. But ultimately, I just felt peace about not making an offer and leaving it in the team's court. And then, based on their offers, just being able to go from there and then let the deadline pass and play this season out. That's what I felt the most peace about, and so that's what we ended up doing.
Kirk, why do you feel that a long-term deal did not get done?
Well, I think, it's a combination of things, but I think the biggest reason would just be we felt like I need a little more time. I felt like I want to allow the next 6 months to give me more information about our organization so that I can make a more informed decision. There have been a lot of changes in our organization since the end of last season, and so I want to allow time to help make this decision. And I believe wisdom is never impatient, and so I think it's smart to slow the process down and to be patient and to allow things to play themselves out, to gather more information. And so I want to make the best decision I can. And being that in most NFL situations, this is the only year that's promised to us anyways, I don't feel a whole lot of extra security by having a long-term deal. So the one-year deal didn't really scare me.
So that's something I think we got to hit on, is why not counter? I mean, people hear the Redskins made an offer that you guys didn't come back. You're saying that's because you were fine playing on a one-year deal and that you need more time. Time for what? What do you want to sort out? What do you need to know? You've been here, obviously, since 2012.
Sure. So, first of all, there was a lot of conversation. So, it's been an ongoing conversation for many months. So, while there wasn't an official counter offer, there's a lot of dialogue going back and forth. And that being said, we just didn't feel good about the counter offer. Simply because of the need for more time, the need to see things. I mean, this is constantly a changing league. And so while I've been here for many years, it hasn't been the same dynamic for all those years. And so we just want to allow more time to pass. But we did have good conversations. I was talking with Bruce this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it wasn't like we weren't communicating and continuing to dialogue and talk through the process. And because there's been ample communication, I do believe we're all on the same page and we understand one another's perspective. And I think that's going to help us this fall as we try to win football games. But the franchise tag rules made this negotiation challenging from the jump. It defined the entire negotiation going back to even 2015. And that's not the Redskins' fault. It's just the rules of the league, the rules that were set up before I even came into the league. So, my agent and I, we did not ask to be tagged, but we were tagged. And once we were tagged, it framed our entire process and how we went about this. And we understand that can make it throw a unique dynamic into the negotiations. But because of that, it just made it simpler for us to not counteroffer and just allow those tags to frame the entire process.
Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. So give us an idea of what you need to see then this year in terms of this time that you want. Sean McVay's gone, so you got a new play caller, new offensive coordinator. Your relationship with Jay is different. Your GM is different. I mean, is it not knowing kind of the new faces in the organization and how it's going to work?
Well, I think one narrative has been that, if I don't sign a deal this July, that I'm not going to be with the Redskins beyond this season. And I just don't believe that to be true. First of all, one-year contracts are a big part of this league. So I could go down the list of teammates who are also playing on end of their contract years, and they have only this year promised to them, and they don't know where they're going to be for this year. And key players like Terrell Pryor and Spencer Long, Bashaud Breeland, Will Compton, who's probably the best leader I've ever played with on a football field, Chris Thompson, who's as good of a running back as I've ever played with for us. I mean, these are guys who are.
I'm going to put Kirk on hold real quick because his cell phone's breaking up, and I want to make sure that you guys can hear everything that he says. Kirk Cousins, the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins, on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. saying, if you're just joining us, that they were, in fact, close to a deal. We've covered why he and his agent decided not to counter an offer, as he said he needs more time at this point. I want to get into, here in a moment, the statement by Bruce Allen that was made.
Critical,
and also the meeting that they had with Bruce Allen as well. So we'll have Kirk in just a moment back with us. Your thoughts so far on what he said?
More time is pretty incredible for someone that's been in the building, been in the organization for so many years, and that's a unique dynamic there.
Kirk, so you mentioned how much time you spent with Bruce recently. How did that go down? Where were those meetings? What was said?
Yeah, the conversation was very positive. I appreciated that he would come all the way to us in Michigan on his off time to continue this discussion. And I appreciated the opportunity to fully communicate where we're coming from and why it's in our best interest to allow more time to pass before making that longer-term decision. So it was a good discussion. He gave us a lot of time, and we all got on the same page, and I think that was helpful going forward.
Kirk, you touched on this, but I just want to clarify. Do you want to be a member of the Washington Redskins long term?
It has always been my first choice to be with the Redskins. When you look around the league and you see quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, they've nearly all played for only one team. And the ones that haven't, it really wasn't their choice. It was usually the situation dictated that they had to move on, but that wasn't their preference. So I'm no different. I would love to be with the Redskins long term. And that's why I think that there's still a lot of hope that next offseason, when the season ends, the Redskins are going to have, I think, about 2 months to be the exclusive team that I can talk with. And then they still have the opportunity, if we're not anywhere at that point, to use one of two tags. And then from there, there's still time. So while the ball is in my court during the season to play football well, the ball certainly goes back to the Redskins' court to continue this process. So while there was a deadline this summer, the real deadline to make a decision of next year is next year. And that's not where my focus is. My focus is on playing football, but there'll be plenty of time to figure that all out down the road. And again, my first choice would be to be with the Redskins long-term, and we'll see with more information if we can make that happen.
What was your take on the statement Bruce Allen made about not getting a deal done with you yesterday?
Well, my take would be different than what maybe it appeared public perception was. I understand where he and the organization are coming from. I think in his position, you have to do that. You have to be clear with where the offer was and the fact that they did their part. And it was a great starting point. It was a great offer to get the ball rolling and to get the conversation going. And I think it was a fair offer. So I respect and appreciate Bruce's approach. He communicated with me that they were going to need to, let the story be known as to where they were coming from. And I said, I totally understand that. So that's where I say, when the communication was positive and we're all on the same page, that, whatever you want to call it, release or that statement was no surprise to me. I knew it was something like that was going to be coming out, and I understand where he's coming from. So it doesn't offend me. It doesn't bother me. I can see myself in his shoes, wanting to get the message out. So totally understand that, and doesn't rub me the wrong way at all.
Well, then why didn't you do it a year ago? You and your agent had the chance to. You made a very fair offer to them. They didn't respond. You guys didn't release a statement saying as much. Why'd you do it differently?
I don't know. I guess my agent ends up handling that. I have enough to worry about playing football and trying to win. But, we're focused on, this season. And last year, we felt like the team needed more time. And they needed a little more proof that there was something there. And we understood that. We understood the need to do that. We understood how 2015 went and that the end of the season was really the time where I started to play better. And so if that wasn't enough evidence, then certainly understand the need to play longer. We're basically in a flipped role now where myself and my agent just need a little more time. And so we were basically asking for the same thing.
So, Kirk, in this statement, you've already talked about wanting a long-term deal and being part of the Redskins for a while. It says, Kirk has made it clear that he prefers to play on a year-to-year basis. While we would have liked to have worked out a long-term contract before this season, we accept his decision. That kind of runs counter to what you said. Do you agree with that statement?
I don't agree that it runs counter to what I said. I could play for the Redskins for the next 10 years on one-year deals. Doesn't mean I don't want to be with the Redskins and don't want to be with this team. I just think the structure of the NFL is such that one-year deals are the best option. This is not baseball. This is not basketball. These contracts are not fully guaranteed. And we're essentially, 8 to 9 out of 10 players are playing on one-year deals. you know, most of us don't have guarantees beyond the first year. If we do, it's only for the second year. So it's really a 2-year deal. It may say 5-, 6-, 7-year deal. That's just not the case. So if the best we can get is a 2-year deal, I might as well just keep playing on 1-year deals and give myself some freedom on the other side.
Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. So then coach me up on this, because in this offer, Bruce points out at $53 million, you would have been one of the top two guaranteed quarterbacks ever in some of the specifics. But the way I look at this, and this is where you can help me, you've already made your $24 million guaranteed from the team this year. So basically they wanted you to agree to a 5-year contract where they're guaranteeing you one more year at $29 million, where next year the transition tag that you already are essentially locked into if they're going to keep you is $28 million. So I don't understand why you would have ever accepted that. You actually think that was a fair, good offer?
I do. I think you always have to start low and come in at a place that can get the ball rolling, and I think certainly that was a great offer to do that. I also think that this goes back to the point that the franchise tag has made this negotiation challenging, because you can look at that offer two different ways depending on how you want to perceive it, and clearly, you know, we perceived it differently than the organization, and that's okay. But it goes to show that the tag can make it challenging to come to a consensus and to understand and all be on the same page. And so that's where the tag can make it, you know, a different negotiation, and why it probably has been hard to do something.
When did you decide that the time wasn't right this offseason? Like, was this all lost last offseason?
No, it wasn't. I mean, as of last week, I was still praying about whether or not to send an offer, you know, it was just within the last few days that we really closed the book and felt peace about just playing on a 1-year deal. So we wanted to use all the time we had to really flesh things out. And everything's trending in the right direction. Everything's moving in a positive way. I just said, you know, if they're going to impose some deadline on me on July 17th, I just don't feel peace about making that decision. If the deadline had been October or November, maybe we get a deal done. I didn't choose when the deadline is. I have to operate within other rules that have been placed on me. And with that being the case, I'm going to choose to have 6 more months of time to decide things.
Kirk Cousins is with us here. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Kirk, how much did this offseason kind of play into things? Sean McVay departing, the firing of Scott McLuhan, and then the kind of the chaos that ensued therein. How much did those things kind of play into your decision-making process here?
Well, as I said, it's a moving target. You know, there are all kinds of pieces that are changing, and as a result, I think it's best to just continue to reevaluate each year and see where you're at and where you want to be. And I would also say teammates. I mean, I have guys that I'm counting on. Like I said, Will Compton, outstanding leader, Chris Thompson, Terrell Pryor, even guys like Josh Norman and Trent Williams. They don't have a lot of guaranteed money left on their contracts, and so it is helpful to see how a year goes and see how the roster is going to change and see where guys are headed and what direction things look after another 16 games, and then be able to make a decision based off of that. So I think those changes are all to the advantage of then just playing year to year and reevaluating on each year. But by no means does it mean I've you know, tried to look away from the Redskins to go to a different place. That's not where my mind is. My mind is just on gathering more information and then seeing where we are.
Did you tell the Redskins early in the offseason that you weren't feeling like this was the time to do a deal?
I think we communicated that, you know, as we got closer to the deadline, my agent made it clear that we aren't going to make an offer and we're at peace with the current situation. But all through the offseason, there was conversation, and we were keeping the door open, and we very much were interested in doing something, but it was going to need to be the right situation and the right terms. And again, I think the franchise tag rules made it tough to get those right terms.
Understood. Here's why I ask that, though. If I was Bruce Allen, and I'm not for a lot of reasons, namely I would say your name correctly when I spoke about you, but if I was and I knew that you weren't going to sign, it would seem to me like I would have considered a trade or at least listened to offers, and I wonder if the team knew months ago they weren't going to get a deal done, if a trade would have been a possibility, or if it was just a surprise to them in the last week, in other words, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask them, but I don't believe we gave them any reason to think that we weren't going to do a deal come January, February, March. I think, you know, they had every reason to think that there was a chance, and we did too. Just as more time passed, we just felt like, you know, this is the decision we're going to make, and so here we are.
Do you care that Bruce says Kurt? He said Kurt 5 times in that statement yesterday. You've worked with the guy since 2012.
I really don't. I've been called Kurt my entire life. I remember having, you know, different, you know, teachers and instructors who would call me Kurt, you know, K-U-R-T. And I just, doesn't matter. It is what it is. That's fine. Not a big deal. And, there's a lot of other things that I got to worry about that doesn't really make me feel any sensitive or any worry there.
But longtime bosses have called you Kurt before? Like, did Mike Shanahan call you Kurt?
Oh, no, I don't know, but trust me, it's probably not as big of an issue as some people may make it out to be.
It would be an issue for me if he called me Graham all the time, but you're probably a better guy than me. Kirk Cousins is with us on Graham and Dave. We're going to be back in a moment here, and we will continue our conversation with the starting quarterback of the Redskins. What's next? Will a deal get done? What has to happen to get a deal in place? Among some other things we'll cover with Kirk Cousins as we continue on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.